Welcome back once again to another FHN All Day production here. We're joined with Mr. Manful, Connor Ray, TikTok star Connor Ray as...
I'm not the TikTok star.
No.
That's not Manful me. I was just making sure we're clear star. For everybody out there.
The potential TikTok star.
Yeah, we'll see. We all have potential, right?
We all have potential. However, Connor has definitely exceeded his potential here on TikTok. He's been doing great. Really set the bar high. How many followers are you up to now on TikTok, Connor?
Just hit 350,000.
And how did you get there?
That's like a country. I mean, like, that's not a group of followers. It's like that's he's got a country following him.
Like, you could, like, start a little Connor Ray army. All right? You could start a Connor Ray nation.
So it really just started off, I kind of talked about this a little bit earlier, but I'm just going to get my point across again, is that, like, everyone says it starts off as a joke, and it really does, because everyone, TikTok's almost like a bad word, because people are like, no, Vine is the superior, and it's really not like that anymore. TikTok is really a great comedy app and stuff like that, and it really just takes one video to blow up, and then you're kind of set.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know I personally have a TikTok, and I mean, I have fun every once in a while.
You have really good videos.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Every once in a while, I make one just because it's fun to make one. At what point did you kind of switch it from, I'm just making these for fun, into this is somewhat of a priority in my life?
So once I realized I was starting to make money from it, and, like, companies were reaching out to me wanting me to, like, so a recent one was an LED light strip company is going to send me lights as long as I mentioned them in one of my Instagram stories. And that's, like, crazy to me. And then once that started happening and, like, my YouTube following went up a little bit and I can put ads on my videos now, that really made me realize, wow, this can, like, actually be something if I, like, do it right. And that's whenever it started becoming a bigger priority to me.
How many videos have you made? Like, how many, like, on the TikTok account, how many have you made? And where was the tipping point? Like, was it early on? I'm curious on that.
So I have, the way TikTok works is that you can post a video to, like, friends only, which is, like, only people that you follow that also follow you back, and only they can see it. And then you can have private videos, ones that only you can see, and then public videos, ones that everyone can see. And total, I have 200 videos, and that's including all of them. And the ones, I've recently privated a few of my older ones because I just didn't like them. So it kind of, it puts down the total number of videos that other people can see, even though I can still see them. Mm. But yeah. And the tipping point thing that you were asking, it's kind of like, it kind of goes up and down. It also depends on the video that, like, gets a lot of attention on. If it's just, like, a random video of, like, a funny dog, then you won't get as much, as many followers from that as if it was a video of you talking to the camera, making a joke or something.
So, now, like you said, you kind of had to wait for that one video to blow up, as most people do on TikTok. How much failure did you experience before you succeeded with that big hit?
A lot. And I feel like that's, like, the thing. You just have to figure out what you enjoy doing and then what TikTok responds well to. And then once you find that little thing, just keep doing it.
So as far as, Lewis is here now. Yeah. Lewis Primo has joined the chat here. So now, Lewis, do you have TikTok?
I have it on my phone. I'm not an act. I wouldn't call myself an active user.
It's a shame.
Not active user. Do you at least follow Connor Ray?
I think I'm logged in on the Drake.
Still. Yeah, I remember that.
Still from the summer.
Yeah, it was fun. So Connor, back to TikTok here. How often do you spend just scrolling through the content that other people create?
Recently, actually not that much, because I've been more focused on trying to understand my math. But once I did that, I started going back to TikTok a little bit more. But I got a 99 on my test, by the way. So, like, that's good.
We're so proud, Connor. Thank you, Tom. Make sure to post that on TikTok.
I will. I'll let all my people know. But what was I saying? Oh, scrolling through TikTok. Yeah. You can definitely get lost in scrolling through the For You page because there's just such a wide range of content and it's not the same, like this video is not going to be the same as that one. And like the amount of creativity that these people have, like I don't even realize how they can come up with some of this stuff that I watch. I'm like, that is just so clever. And just like, I don't know how some people can come up with that. And I really do just get lost in scrolling through trying to think of inspiration.
How frequently do you post a week?
Probably once or twice a day.
What do you think the average is for like, top creators on the app?
You mean like follower-wise?
Yeah.
I don't know. You mean like what's like a lot of followers on there?
No, like so how often are like the top creators on the app posting a day? Are they posting daily or weekly?
This is something that I've talked about before. I feel like once people get followers on there, their content quality goes down substantially because they start working with like these other... They start doing like collab videos, try and get more followers with other like big creators. And then in doing it, you can see that it's very forced whenever they're like in a video with a person that they don't know, but just has a lot of followers. And they're just trying to like exchange each other's followers and not like trying to actually create something funny. So.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a big thing going on, not only on TikTok, but on most of the social medias.
Yeah, YouTube, everything. So Connor, then how do you balance posting, you know, 1 to 2 times a day to appease followers, also with quality content?
Well, it is sometimes I post something that I find absolutely hilarious, and other people are like, "Why is that funny at all?" Mm-hmm. And it doesn't get like the recognition, I guess, that I expected it would, and that's just like a thing that happens with TikTok, and it's different than any other app in that way because just because you have their algorithms a lot different than say Instagram because Instagram goes off like videos that you've liked and then shows or I mean pictures that you've liked and then puts like those accounts to you first, and TikTok is it still like learns from what you like and stuff, but it doesn't necessarily push out your videos to your followers, if that makes any sense. And a lot of people spend more time on the For You page than the following tab anyway.
Yeah, I know. I personally do the same. So I check up on your account here and there, Connor. Thanks. Make sure I catch up on all of the Connor Ray TikToks. Manful, now, as a non-millennial here, or Gen Z?
Are we Gen Z?
Yeah,
we're Gen Z. How much do you know about TikTok, and what are your thoughts on it?
So here's the deal. Like, I like knowing about everything. I like keeping up on stuff so I can have a conversation about things, but I don't feel I need to be an expert on everything. I don't have the time. Like, I would love to. Like, I would love, honestly, to understand TikTok and to get in there and to be able to do it. But with my time in the day, I just don't have it. Like when Snapchat was out early on, like I actually got in there. I was posting on there like frequently and doing things and because I wanted to understand it. I wanted to do it. I wanted to get it. And now it's kind of a ghost town for me just because I only have X number of hours in a day. And like I have like math to study too, right? Like, I mean, like, so you got to make choices sometimes like on where you're going to end up spending your time and what's the biggest bang for your buck or just what you find most fun. And so do I feel bad that for me, I will maybe post once a month on Snapchat and it's kind of a ghost town? I do not feel bad about that. Right. And do I feel absolutely terrible that I'm not on TikTok? No, I think like it would be fun and I'd like to get it. But I'm okay. I know enough about it so that if a student were to come to me, and they have, all right, like I've tried to push them, honestly, like, Sometimes I feel like I'm constantly pushing people to do things, but I wanted to push them with the envelope a little bit to see what in scholastic journalism could you do with TikTok and what could an organization do. And so we were looking at like what the Washington Post did, and I shared out some other organizations and brands. And it hasn't really taken off, which is fine with me, but I want to, I guess my role again is to just know enough to have a conversation with someone to let them go. I didn't know how to make a 12-hour podcast when you came to me, Tom, right? But I knew it dealt with audio. I knew you'd have to sit in a room, but like, I don't need to be the expert on stuff. I just need to be there to help give people the tools they need to move forward with stuff. And I can talk about storytelling and how to do that really, really well, but then let them take over the medium and do that.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, not knowing how to run a 12-hour podcast, I'm 9 hours in, over 9 hours in now. I don't think I know how to run a 12-hour podcast.
Like, what's the number of people that have done like 9 hours of podcasting straight? Like you're in some 350,000 follower, like small percentage of people right now, Tom. Like you have your own country army of your own. Like you're in that small percentile.
Our continuous 5 to 6 viewers throughout the day.
That's actually
small but mighty. I think we're rearing and ready to go.
I think those numbers are all. I truly, well, but again, I know it's full classes that are watching things and doing things around too. That's nice. So it's good.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Overall, I was surprised. It's been successful so far. And I mean, I was never nervous about it. I was just like, I'm just gonna have fun. Yeah. Worst case scenario, you fail here and there. Who cares, right?
What do you think the most interesting interview that you've had today has been?
Most interesting. I might have to review what my interviews. Most interesting. They were all interesting in their own ways. Now,
I mean, who all did you have on here? I wasn't able to watch in every single class. I saw Keith and.
I think while you're thinking about that, let me go back to Connor here. And Connor, my question I got for you is so I'm curious, you guys asked me about TikTok and stuff. Your progression with socials, have you kept up with all of them as much you have that you had originally? Have you seen some, you know, influx or some ups and downs with how much you've been on different social networks with that and kind of changed the time you're putting into them? What's that look like for you?
Yeah, so right once there's like this tab in on my TikTok page, it like goes to my Instagram, and then that's how you share your following from TikTok to Instagram. And I feel like I've been on Instagram a little bit more than I have before this whole TikTok thing, and I've been posting more regularly than I did before, just to like try and keep engagement up, because if you don't post for a long time, then your engagement goes down. Same with Snapchat. I was not really that active on there, but now I am. It's random things, just funny videos of my friends I post on my story or cute pictures of my dog. It can be anything. Just as I stay active on there. Facebook doesn't really count as anything.
At the end of the day, do you find that time to be worth it to you?
Actually, yes, because I got to quit my job and I'm still making money, which I find really, really cool. And it's something that I enjoy doing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
High school, a very unique experience. Thank you so much for joining us, Connor, Manful, and Lewis halfway through there. Really appreciate it. FHN all day, now approaching 9.5 hours here. Keep listening to these if they're not live on Podbean here or Spotify. If you are listening live, stay tuned for Gavin Anderson. Very interesting interview coming up next. See you next time.